read the sentences?
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the road, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay. So let's do a practice. If I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say actually
it's $20. Okay.
So you always answer it in full complete
sentence. Okay. Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take a bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
Actually, the price of bus ticket is $11.
Please read the sentences.
Okay. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurant.
Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has Middle Eastern restaurants.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food,
right? No, Chinatown is known for Asian food. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to S Avenue. The newest part is the Hainan Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, Hainan Park is above street level.
And the Hainan Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, Hainan Park is above 11th Avenue.
Great. Please read the sentences.
There are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters is part of Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan.
Okay. Please read
the American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run on the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, American continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the corner of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into another lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane. Right, a solid line means a car cannot get cross into another lane.
And two-way roads roads use white lines, right?
Actually, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas. Yes, the people living in rural areas have less access to health care. Okay.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No, unemployment rates are higher in rural areas.